Our reading from the Hebrew Scriptures, the Old Testament, comes from the book of Jeremiah. There are two very major events in the life of Israel. One is the Exodus, when the people of God were liberated from bondage in Egypt. And the second major historic event was what we call the exile, when the Empire of Babylon came in and destroyed Jerusalem and southern Israel, taking Jews with them back to Babylon. So hear these words from Jeremiah to those people who had been exiled. These are the words of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the remaining elders among the exiles and to the priests, the prophets, and all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had taken into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there and do not decrease, but seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf. For in its welfare, you will find your welfare. from the Gospel according to Luke. Hear these words. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. And then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The word of God for the people of God.
I'm going to invite the children to come up, and I know there are 2, and they promised they would come, or at least their mother promised they would come. And if there are more, please come. I have to sit on a stool because if I get on the ground, I won't get back up again. So I wanted to talk to you about traveling, being away from home. So have you gone on a vacation anywhere? Where did you go? Canada, California, lots of places. Anywhere else? How about sleeping overnight? Have you slept overnight anywhere?
Yes.
Where?
At your grandma's
house. Do you do? And at your friend's house. Okay, when you do that, do you bring anything with you? What do you bring?
Like a pillow.
A pillow?
And a sleeping bag.
A sleeping bag? Make some clothes to change into. Now my kids, it's a long time ago, they bring things like a teddy bear. Do you ever bring anything like that? Yeah. My son, this is not his teddy bear. I couldn't find it. But my son's teddy bear had no stuffing in the head at all because he loved it so much. So it was very loved and very worn, and he took it everywhere that he went. And my daughter had a blanket. And it's really a mess at this point. I think she still has it. But anyway, I bring a pillow. I always bring my favorite pillow because it's just better to sleep with when it's your very own, isn't it? So I think lots of times when you go somewhere, whether it's a vacation or a strange place, or even if you go to your grandma's a lot, you still like to have something really comfortable that makes you feel maybe less scared, or it's just very usual. And I think we can think about, besides bringing something that we love with us, if we bring God with us, God can make us feel more comfortable. He's always with us. If we're scared, we know we can talk to him and we can pray to him. And whether it's good, we can talk to him about things that are good, but we can also, if we're a little worried, he's another comfortable thing that we can always have with us. Okay, remember that? So let's do a little prayer and then we'll do the Lord's Prayer. Dear God, thank you for being with us today. Thank you for being with us tomorrow and the next day. And thank you for being with us no matter where we go. And hear us as we pray the prayer your son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thanks for coming up so I wasn't alone. And you can go back to your parents.